You're listening to the Michael Adams Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael Adams. I want to thank everybody for tuning into my podcast here at anchor.fm, or if you're listening to me on iTunes or Google Play, I want to thank everybody for listening. Anyway, today on the podcast, I wanted to talk about something that I believe is very important to a lot of people, and I believe this podcast you're going to get a lot of value from. So many people in the world, they sit there and try to find role models or try to find influences that actually is going to push them to a higher level or maybe be able to clone somebody else's success. And I think the biggest problem is we don't talk about this enough, is there's so much that is needed in order to be able to obtain maybe what somebody else is calling success. I don't call success anything. I'll let you decide what you think success is. But I'm going to be talking about how influence influences you, and can they help, and how can you start being your own influence, okay? So that's sort of what the podcast is all about. But anyway, most people, like, let's say if you want to end up, let's say most people think about money when it comes to success, which is totally not true, but a lot of people think about money being success, and that's how you know if someone's successful is because of how much money they have. And so many times people go and look at someone like LeBron James, or they'll look at Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, one of these, you know, I'm using these big names, but even if you do YouTube and there's some big YouTuber that has 60 million subscribers or something like that, or I don't know, but we always want to ask these people, and we always want to find out, how did they do it? What was their key successes? And many a times, we really want to know the easy answer that basically pushes you into that spot. Let's say you want to be in the NBA and you want to make it, you know, to be as big as someone like LeBron James. So your key question would be, hey, LeBron, what is it you would tell a kid wanting to be into the NBA? What kind of advice would you give him? And, you know, his advice would be work hard, train hard, and do it and believe in yourself or something like that, you know? Same way goes for if you ask Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or anything like that when it comes to success. And can we learn a lot from these people? Yes, but it depends on what we're talking about wanting to learn. Can we learn how to be a cake maker from LeBron James? Probably not. But for some odd reason, we overinflate people's influential levels. We assume that because LeBron James or somebody else was successful at one thing, that makes them successful at everything. And that is further from the truth. Because there is a couple of things that's going to make you successful and it's going to actually bring up your levels. But the baddest thing is we don't talk about them. We don't talk about the real things that can actually change your direction and actually change where you're headed. We want to talk about the fairy tale shit that actually has no benefit to you. If LeBron James is telling some kid how to be a basketball player and he says, work hard, train hard, believe in yourself, and you'll do it. Well, that's cool and it sounds great and it sounds like a really great message to give to a young person. But is that really going to get that person into the NBA? I don't think so, because the simple fact is we don't simply know how to do what he just said. Most people do not know how to do what he just said. As simple as it sounds, it's not that easy. Because not only are you influenced by people like that, and I've talked about this numerous times, that you are influenced by your environment and everything surrounding it, and that's what makes up the most important part to your success, and that is the mindset. Okay, if you do not have discipline, if you do not have a work ethic that's worth anything, if you do not have confidence, if you procrastinate all the time, you see, you're never going to accomplish what Bill Gates done. You're never going to accomplish what LeBron James done. And it doesn't matter how many times they tell you what they did. It doesn't matter because you don't have the mind right. See, that's what I teach. That's what my whole platform's all about. It's not about making you money. It's not about How can you be the next Bill Gates or next basketball player or whatever we're talking about? It's about teaching how to get into the mindset of being able to push yourself to the next step. How can LeBron James go out there and shoot basketball 8 hours a day when he's a kid so he ends up being the greatest basketball player? Well, he had something else going for him, something that a lot of people don't, and that's drive, determination, and he didn't procrastinate, and he had great work ethic. Well, you see, those are stuff that you don't just turn on. You got to practice them. You got to practice what you want. So therefore, if you ever hope to be like a basketball player like LeBron James or something like that, you're going to actually have to learn how to discipline yourself, how to do stuff when it needs to be done and not put stuff off and stuff like that. But we don't talk about that stuff because that stuff is harder. Well, people believe it to be harder. They want to hear, oh, if you just play basketball, you're going to make it. And that's furthest from the truth. If you just want to be an actor, you just go and be an actor and boom, you're going to make it. It's not true. It's not true. I mean, the thing is, so many people are beating around this bush. And the truth is, if your mindset is not right, if you don't have certain key skills to get you to that next step, you will not make it. See, the stuff I'm telling you about is very, very important to being able to progress in your abilities. If you sit back and you just say, well, if I work hard, I'm going to make it. No, there's a lot of people that work hard and they hate their life and they never accomplish anything. I'm not the person who determines, like I said, what success is. I'm going to let you determine what you believe success is. But if we're talking about you ever achieving, you know, the so-called stature of someone like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or some big popular YouTuber, if you ever want to achieve their status, one, you're never going to achieve their status. You're going to achieve your own. Yours might be less, yours might be better, doesn't really matter. But the key thing that every single person has to have in anything they attempt is changing the way they operate. See, everybody's worked a job where you've got those one people that come into work and they try 100% and they're great workers. They're always that person you want to have with you. And then there's those people that lays around, come to work late, and everything like that. Well, if I turned around and I told those people who's coming in late to work every day, who doesn't really care besides about the paycheck, about work, all you have to do to be successful is work hard. Well, what is their level of working hard? I'm sure it's way significantly lower than the people who's already working hard. So what happens here? We have to understand that there's more at play than just saying, oh, just keep doing it and one day you're going to make it. You're not going to make it if you don't change your path. See, and that comes with changing how you do things in your life. When I started making my biggest change and started changing who it was I was, I knew something had to totally change with the way I attacked life. I knew I couldn't sit back and go like this, well, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, but I'll do it a little bit harder. No, I knew something really desperately had to change. So what I did is I went back and looked at little things that I was doing. Of course, I did get influences by other people, and these help me understand stuff. Like me, I do motivational speaking and I do personal growth and stuff like that. And people like maybe Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, which are legends in the field, maybe influenced me and actually helped me with stuff. But the one thing that nobody can do, even me, is I can't make you change. That's up to you. And if you feel to be put in this place where you want to achieve something, but you never want to dissect who it is you are and what's holding you back, and you always have an excuse and blame someone else, you're going to find out that you're never going to get anywhere. One day you have to set back and you have to look at yourself and you say, okay, I do this and I do this, and I need to fix this. And until you get to that point of saying, I can be self-reflecting and fix this, it doesn't matter how much hard work you put into it, the benefits are never going to pay off. Why? Because you've got a whole bunch of mindset problems. You got a whole lot of issues that you haven't worked out. And until you fix those, your value is never going to increase. The value of you, not your paycheck, but that too. So what I'm trying to say is, everybody wants to go and look at all these people that we see as so-called successful people, maybe somebody who has lots of money, and we assume that they're smart, and we're assuming that no matter what I'm doing, Bill Gates would be able to help me. I'm sure every one of you all right now listening to this podcast, if I said, do you think Bill Gates could improve your life if you got to sit down and have a one-on-one with him and help you figure out how to be successful? Most of you would say yes, but the truth is, Bill Gates might not be able to help you at all. Why? Because Bill Gates done what he done. But the difference was his mindset was perfectly set in sync with what he had to do and what he done and what got done. And boom, he became successful. Now you can sit there and you can do everything that LeBron James done. But if you don't have the way you think, the way you process, the way you react to stuff, it's never gonna change. See, a lot of people underestimate so many things. And this is the craziest part about life. In life, everything is a part of everything. What that means is something minuscule that might not be very important to you affected where that person ended up. This very conversation we're having on this podcast, I'm talking to you right now. It is altering your future of where you could be. If this podcast goes on for 20 minutes, I've altered your future right now to make you actually be somewhere other than where you could have been. You see, we underestimate that. And what I believe is we only look for the answers that are the easiest answers. How can I, let's say basketball, how can I make it into the NBA? Oh, well, if I just find out what LeBron done, I'll be able to make it. No, because you don't understand his mindset. You don't understand how did he handle situations. How did he handle going out there and shooting 8 hours a day? What drove him? Can you just say, I want to make it into the NBA and go out there every single day and shoot 8 hours a day? The majority of you will go out there and maybe shoot for 8 hours a day for the first 1-2 days. But most people don't have the discipline to go out there every single day. And what happens, and this happens with anything, it doesn't matter if we're talking about diets, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. You know, well, what it won't hurt me just missing this one day. No, it won't. You know, I think it was Simon Sinek that said, you know, I'm a big fan of his, and I think it's Simon Sinek. I think, I can't say his name, whatever his name is. But anyway, you probably know who it is. But anyway, I was watching one time and he was talking about brushing your teeth. He says, what does brushing your teeth do today? Not much. And then he said, what does brushing your teeth for the whole year do? Well, it does a lot. It actually keeps your teeth clean and good and not getting cavities and stuff like that. But what happens if you don't brush your teeth for a whole year? Well, you'll start to get tooth loss and tooth decay. Or maybe 2-3 years. When we take something like the analogy I was using of LeBron James going out there and shooting 8 hours a day for basketball, what did it do for him to go out there one time to shoot basketball for 8 hours? Not much. But what did it do for LeBron James to go out there and shoot basketball for the next 3, 4, 5 years before he got into the high school? I think it done a lot. See, when everybody else was playing ball, he was strategizing and learning the game and getting excellent at it. How do you get drafted to the NBA from high school? That's not something that happens to everyone. It doesn't. And I don't care what you say, everybody looks for these people to tell them how they done it, and they're just not going to get the answer because there's so much more at play. You need to figure out how to build your discipline. How can you get out there? And like I said, this isn't about being a basketball player. You know, I'm not no good at basketball, so this is not about basketball. But I'm just using it as an analogy to be able to get through to you and let you understand what's going on here. Okay, let's say I'll shave from the basketball, and we'll go with, like I said, let's say Steve Jobs. Okay, what good's it gonna do if Steve Jobs sits there and tells me that he sat around and learned how to code for every day of his life for 3 years? If I don't have the discipline to do it every day for the next 3 years, it doesn't matter that he told me that, because I don't have the ability to do that. And see, people underestimate the power of the mind. People underestimate what real education they really need. And the number one education that you need is how to perfect yourself and how to reach your highest potential. And see, you can't reach your highest potential until you start dissecting what you're bad at. You got to be honest with yourself, self-reflect, and say, hey, do I like to put shit off? Okay, and if you like to put shit off and you don't make excuses, you can be on your way to starting to fix that problem. What will happen if you end procrastination? Well, it's easy. You're going to get more stuff done. But what happens if you go, let's say you're doing the whole LeBron James thing, going out there and shooting ball 8 hours a day. What happens if you say, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. I won't do it today. I'll wait till tomorrow. And say you do it 3 days a week, as in LeBron was doing it 7 days a week. Okay. Do you think you're ever going to be up to LeBron standards? Well, no. Because you haven't fixed your procrastination of putting it off. See, he had the discipline to go out and do it. I don't know if that's what his training regimen was, but, you know, I have heard of somebody talking about how they used to go out there and they'd shoot ball for a long period of time. I don't know much about LeBron James besides, you know, basketball. But my point being is, so many people look for these people, these gurus and people, to tell them how to do it, but yet nobody's telling them how to do it. And see, my whole premises on my platform is not about how to make money. It's not about how to be Bill Gates. It's how you can unlock that inner potential to get you to that point of being able to unlock who you are and how you can rise to your peak, as opposed to somebody going, oh, well, if you follow these simple steps, you'll end up being rich. See, in my personal opinion, I hate the strategy that everybody has to use. Like when it comes to the internet, if I don't put it in 7 steps, you go, not gonna read it. It looks too complicated. See, when you're lazy, that's what happens. And when you sit there and say, my life's not where I want it to be, it's because of you. Okay, it's not because of anyone else in the world. It's not because the government. It's not because me. It's not because anyone. It's because you're freaking lazy and you're not willing to work on the stuff you need to work on. See, you don't go out there and just play basketball. That's not what happens. You got to have drive. You got to have motivation. You got to have discipline. You got to have confidence. You got to believe in yourself and all this stuff. But these are skills that you have to learn. Okay, you don't just sit there and wake up and go, confident. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to start being confident. You don't do that. It takes practice. It takes work. It takes persistence of doing it. See, so many people believe they can just model somebody and become it. It's a great way to understand how you make it, but it is far from the only answer on how to do it. So if I go out here, like say, there's a bunch of, you know, people that do self-help and personal growth and stuff like that. But I think it's very, very limited that many people talk about it in the sense that I talk about it. And my sense is learning the bare necessities of growth. And see, that's what I like to promote. I like to teach people how to find that inner ability. I don't teach you how to make $1 million. I don't care about $1 million. I don't care about 10. I care about teaching you how to get yours. I don't care what it is, money, love, happiness, whatever. See, but so many people know that the only thing you're going to buy is the easy. I think it was Jeff Bezos said that everybody sells the get-rich-quick scheme because nobody wants to buy the get-rich-slow scheme. Nobody wants to teach the stuff that I'm trying to teach because nobody wants to buy it that much. Why? Even though it's going to help you way more than most of the stuff out here, the reason people don't want to buy it is because it sounds too much like work. You know what's even worse? It might make you feel bad. It might make you go, God, I'm lazy. Or, oh man, I do procrastinate constantly. But you see, the only way to grow is to actually truthfully self-reflect on yourself and figure out why. Why aren't you where you want to be? See, you can't sit there and just go like this, I want to be there. So if I want it really bad and I work really hard to be there, it'll happen. No, because there's a lot of process that you need to get. And see, that's what I'm not putting down these people. And I'm not saying that I'm a bigger influence in the sense that people see influence, because what is influence to the world? Influence is, most of the time, let's be honest here, most of the time people consider an influence as somebody who's made a lot of money. It's sad because that's typically what an influencer is somebody who's got a lot of money, got a lot of friends, got a lot of people who listen to them. And the truth is, that's not what a real influencer is. Okay, a real influencer is not somebody who's on Twitter that has 72,000 followers and is only following 20 because every time he followed 1,000 and they would follow him back, he would kick them. So it looked like he had all kinds of followers and he wasn't. I always make fun of that joke, you know. All my social brands are building very slowly, and I'm doing it organically. I'm not spamming anyone. I despise spammy. I don't go to people's inboxes and direct message them. And I know this is hindering me, and I could probably improve myself if I would, or at least improve my reach if I would actually do that. But there's, I don't know. I just, to me, I have an ethical thing. I don't like to sit there and spam you with messages saying come check out my stuff. See, because I mean, I want somebody to listen to my stuff, and I want you to sit there and go like, wow, this guy's got very good valuable information and it could help. I don't want to sit there and say, well, I spam my way to the top. But you see, I have to soak in those consequences, and that's what happens. But it's my ethics and it's the way I feel, and I just don't typically like to get on people's comments. And, you know, like my Instagram, I post an image and then somebody comes on my Instagram and it'll be like, cool pic. Now, will you go out and check out my profile? My profile is so awesome. My profile is amazing. You're going to like it. You're going to love it. Okay, dude, when all you say is cool pic to me and then you post a whole paragraph about how great your page is, you're spamming me. And it's annoying. And it's obnoxious. And then, you know, I like to go and check these out because, see, I love to learn. And I go to these people's pages that, you know, spam my page. And I go look at their Instagram and stuff. And it's always filled with mumbo jumbo bullshit. And I see that they might have 10,000 followers. And I go like, wow, man. So all I have to do is go and spam everyone and I can be an influencer. See, you need to start dissecting what you consider real content and real worth, you know? And there's probably nobody right now. There's probably half the people I've already tuned off on this podcast because it's not telling you what you want to freaking hear. What you want to freaking hear is, how can I make money really, really quick and easy? How can I make money without having to work? How can I make money without having to improve myself? And the truth is, that's the problem. That's why we go with this whole philosophy of the 1%ers and the 99%ers. You know, the reason 1% is up there at the top is because they've done the mindset. They have the mental ability to push themselves to the highest potential. They don't put stuff off. When they fail, they get back up. When stuff gets hard, they get better. They don't wish it was easier. They wish they were better. You see, that's the difference. But that's not what you want to hear. What you want to hear is that if you just really want it, it's going to happen. And the truth is, it won't. You have to do the work it takes. And when people say work hard, they're not. When successful people, if you want to call them successful people, tell you you got to work really hard at it, they don't really mean that you just got to work. Everybody works. But, you know, if you work really hard at, I've said this before to somebody, if you work really hard at shoveling shit for the next 10 years, for the next 10 years, you're probably going to be shoveling shit. You're not going to be a millionaire because you shoveled shit really good and you worked really hard at it. So anyway, the whole purpose behind this whole big long podcast was to get you all to change the way you think and understand that just by mimicking all these big, influential, successful so-called people, it's not going to get you successful, okay? It's a great base to understand. Like I said, I've used Tony Robbins and stuff on my growth, okay? But I didn't sit there and watch Tony's success and sit there and go, okay, oh, if I just sit there and be like Tony, I'm going to make it. No, I learned my own shit and I learned my own craft. And then every day I'm polishing that stuff. And I'm also improving everything about me. I have personal flaws personally with me. And even though I'm helping other people, there's still stuff wrong with me that needs fixed, you see. But only somebody who's self-reflecting would be able to know that, and somebody who's honest with themselves. And the key thing I wanted to tell you, if you want really good potential of being able to be successful at anything you do, you're going to have to learn to self-reflect and be honest with yourself. And the moment you start seeing who you are for what you are, you'll start to be able to improve it. But the more times you make excuses and the more times you make up lies about why you're not here or why you're not there, it just slows you down and actually stumbles you, and you'll never get any higher than what you are. Start self-reflecting and start improving your life. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast, man. It went a bit long, and sometimes I get on a roll, and the problem is because I want to make sure I'm giving you every bit of the value you deserve and that I can give you. So this podcast went a little bit long. It has probably been a lot of people's like, okay, I'm bored or whatever, because I don't do a lot of stuff that maybe might make you excited the whole time when I'm talking. But anyway, for those of you that stuck around, I want to thank every one of you all. And please make sure you go follow me on all of my platforms. You can find me at Michael Adams Media for Facebook, Instagram, and it's Mike Adams Media at Twitter. And then for my YouTube channel, the easiest way to find that, because you got to have over so many subscribers. I've only been doing this for about 2 months or so, 2 or 3 months. So all of my socials are a little bit slow. My biggest one is Facebook, but you can find me on YouTube if you just search me in the YouTube search that says Michael Adams Media, and you should be able to find me. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening, and thanks you for tuning in. If you're listening to anchor.fm, thank you. And if you're listening to me at iTunes or Google Play or anywhere like that, I want to thank you too. Don't forget to go to the website michaeladamsmedia.com, where you can find all of my content, where I do articles and stuff that teach you exactly what this whole podcast was all about, talking about how to change that mindset and improve yourself so you can actually start taking action to actually get to your highest potential and maybe want to be as successful as one of these people that you look up to. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you.